1:35. We are a little bit late on our start time today, but this is Design Commission for Thursday, December 19th, 2019. Let's begin with introductions of Bureau of Development Services staff who are currently here.
Tim Herron.
Laura Duvall.
Brian Tierney.
Excellent. And then commissioners who are here.
Brian McCarter.
Chandra Robinson.
Zary Santner.
Sam Rodriguez.
Don Vallister.
Jessica Molinar will be joining us in just a minute, and I am Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So we have a very full and lengthy agenda today. That is what December 2019 looks like. We are going to begin with very brief items of interest. We will then move directly into a work session on the public realm guidelines that are proposed through the DOZA process. And then a design advice request for the Southeast Grant townhomes in the Central East Side. And that will be followed by two Type 3 land use reviews, one for Division 28 homes, the second for Dairy Apartments, both by Hacker. And so with that, I am going to ask Tim Herron if there are any items of interest to share today.
Oh, where do I begin?
Yes.
Nothing significant. I think we have a really long hearing day today. We should probably roll into the agenda items.
We do have a long hearing day.
Yeah, and if
January is potentially a little bit lighter, and I think we really need a retreat in January. So I want to spend some time over the course of the next couple of weeks, you know, during the down weeks, looking at the calendar with you and figuring out what that agenda might look like.
Let me opine a little bit. So one thing we did not talk about a moment ago in our other meeting, which was on my list of things to talk about, was frankly, given the commission's focus and intensity on DOZA and the guidelines and the work that we're doing now, and frankly, the bandwidth that that's taking, is the slide, the state of the city, out a little bit. I don't think that necessarily...
Of course, this falls to whoever is chair in 2020, so...
Right.
Yes, it does.
So, since we didn't have a chance to debrief on that, and I'm doing it out loud in the moment and stalling a little bit, we had intended to kind of meet an intent to present in front of council in February. Earlier in the year is definitely desirable. The amount of time and frankly the critical attentiveness and just a busy schedule, I think we haven't spent as much time focusing on how we might do our messaging to city council. A due date to do a presentation at council in mid-February is mid-January, vis-a-vis deliverables, mm-hmm. which feels a little compressed. Mm-hmm. I think we're spending the time that we need to spend on the priorities we have in front of us, and that's caseload, and that's those are design guidelines, which are critically important. So I guess to that end, Commissioner, Chair, Madam, was that we slide this out a little bit.
But there was a driver behind getting there early, and I suspect that that hasn't changed.
Ironically, one of the drivers was DOZA in terms of doing a presentation earlier in the year. But I think it's something worth discussing, how fast we want to push that opportunity.
Okay.
If we don't feel prepared because we're doing other DOZA-related work that is sucking up some time from the commission's volunteer schedule as it is. And I think that's just the nature of the way that played out. I don't think that having it in March or even as late as April would be outside of scope. We've typically done them in April. Our push, though, however, was to do them earlier in the year. Before we get too far into 2020, talk about 2019.
Okay.
That was alleviate a little bit of pressure. That doesn't necessarily mean we couldn't do a retreat. or a work
right,
session.
Right, there may be other agenda items that are correct. Appropriate for discussion in January.
Correct. Yeah. So I am noted. Thank you.
All good.
That's it.
Okay.
Do you want to
anything from commissioners? Any other items of interest? If not, we will move on to agenda item number 2, which is